It's a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show. It's the band Defiance with their first single, Hysteria. They've got some more new music coming. They were put together in the middle of the pandemic, which is absolutely amazing for bands that would be put together during that time and then to be able to release good music, especially like this one. And so they just actually had a show at Slowdown, friends of 1620 in the Zone. They just had a show over there. Looks like they had a lot of fun. You can follow them. Got a nice little good following over there, and support them. Find out when the next show is. Four guys that are just absolutely fantastic. Defiant on Facebook, Deviant. Search them. Tell them the Gary Sharp Show sent you. It's a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
So earlier this morning, Creighton announced their non-conference schedule. One of the games is a neutral site game up in Sioux Falls on December 11th at the Pentagon. Adam writes in, I'm in on the Gong Show at the Pentagon versus BYU on December 11th. After attending the Oklahoma State-Nebraska game there, that has become a can't-miss venue. Oklahoma State and Nebraska played there. Nebraska beat Oklahoma State. And then Omaha played South Dakota in a regular season game there. Omaha won. Creighton is going up there to play against BYU. Now, they would have played there last year. They were going to play in the Sanford Pentagon Classic, but had to drop out due to COVID. It's an old-fashioned, takes you back to the early days of basketball building. It is well put together. It's really a unique venue. The Summit League postseason tournament was there this past year. They've got the old school scoreboard. It's about 3,200. It's really a neat thing. Plus in the concourse, and it's a whole facility that's got extra basketball courts, and they've got stuff going on all the time there. But they have a really cool history of South Dakota basketball and the concourse. But it is a gong show up there. Adam is right. The Nebraska-Oklahoma State game was like a huge party. There were nothing but Nebraska fans there that got all over Oklahoma State and where people were hammered. And then those same people went across the street to the sports bar and celebrated. Miles came in. It was like a big old Nebraska basketball pep rally. When Omaha played there, there were quite a few people that came up from Omaha that were Mav fans, sat on the baseline. They were hammered. I mean, they were having a party in the building. Again, it'll be packed full of people in blue on December 11th. But this is, George, remember when news came down that Mike Miller was opening up his sports bar?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now his brother is an assistant at Creighton and his nephew is on the team?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, they're going to play it. Now there'll be a neutral site game at the Pentagon, and they'll go and they'll pregame at Mike Miller's, because it's Let It Fly is the name of the sports bar in Sioux Falls.
Yep.
They better buy advertising, because I've given them advertising here for free. That they'll go there like pregame or postgame. I did not know that this was on the ledger for Creighton and BYU to play a neutral site game. Just a warning, December 11th in Sioux Falls, it is not 65 and sunny, or what it's outside here in Omaha. So Omaha, by the way, the Omaha Mavericks, you are on the clock to release your non-conference schedule, which I think people will be excited. There is a really, really good home game that is on that schedule. And then you will see the Power 5 teams that Omaha is playing.
Yeah.
Two teams that are in the top five.
Yeah.
But at least we can go to Vegas.
All right.
11:58 before we end the hour. Let's chat with Ronald. Ronald, thanks for the call. Welcome to the show. Hope your Thursday's going well.
Thank you, sir. Hey, you know, it's sorry to backtrack on your scheduling, but I really do think about the individual that would make a great impact would be Omar Manning. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, everybody says Martinez, right? If Martinez is on schedule and we have a guy like Manning that plays at a Big Ten caliber play, when is the last time we've actually had a defense have to schedule the practices around an individual? Like, hey, we got to stop this guy. We got to stop that guy. Unfortunately, it hadn't been on Nebraska's side of the offense that they had to do that. But if he plays at a Big Ten level, like first team Big Ten availability, then I believe that it opens it up for everybody and makes everybody's job easier, including Martinez.
It definitely would. And then you throw in Torre, and I love Will Nixon and some of the other wide receivers they have, and you throw in a couple of tight end targets.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But don't you think there's another part of this, Ronald, with Omar Manning, that you if he turns out and he plays at the level which you're describing, I mean, Nebraska needs him to be productive, because you don't very rarely get the number one junior college player in the country. You don't normally get a 6'4", 225-pound specimen at wide receiver like Omar Manning is, that can give you different elements. What that could open the door to if he comes in and he produces like he is projected to do. And it's kind of the whole theme of the season is there's all these different branches off of the season that if Nebraska does this, it can open the door to this and this and this. And he's definitely one of those guys that if he produces, I mean, he's going to help you in the current and he's going to help you in the future, I believe.
Oh, absolutely. And another note to put a period on it, he's run out of house money. I mean, you know, he's run out of currency, so he has to produce. He has to work. Yep. So we'll see how it turns out, and I thank you for the call.
Ronald, thank you for the call. And here's the thing with Omar Manning. I bought into the hype. I remember during COVID programming last year, I saw his picture. He was playing softball. They were having a team bonding thing. And I don't usually get all gaga over guys' pictures. I can recall two in the last 2 years, Omar Manning and Buckley, who is still not 17 years old. He is not 17 years old. Because those kind of guys haven't been at Nebraska in a while, where they walk in the door and they look like grown-ass men. Okay, they look like they have a family, they have 2.5 kids, they have a portfolio, and they live in a neighborhood with a white picket fence. Those guys are at Alabama. The guys here kind of look, you know, a little fresh-faced, look a little young. These guys look like grown men. And Omar Manning looks like an NFL body. We don't know to the extent of what happened last year. The expectations, the environment, an injury that was prolonged throughout the year. Also, Omar probably was not in a good spot between the years. And the mental part. May have had some anxiety. Things that when you come in and everybody's talking about you and you go to a place where everybody knows you, and he wasn't a guy that in junior college grabbed the spotlight. Remember, he was tough to get a hold of when you wanted to interview him or get a comment on what he's thinking. So if he has conquered all of that and he is in, as his head coach and his offensive coordinator have said, he's in a really good place physically and mentally. He's got a big smile on his face. He's got a big personality. He's very active on social media. If he can make an impact, I don't think he needs to be your true number one, but he needs to be in the discussion of one of your top three wide receivers. I believe Torre will be fine. I love Will Nixon. But if Omar Manning can play the season where he's in your top three, which would mean there's a couple of guys that he would jump over that I think have the ability to be top three wide receivers, that would be a win-win across the board for Nebraska. But Nebraska needs him to be good. He's one of those guys that is on my list of players who are running out of time to prove themselves. And I know he's played one game. But the train needs to keep moving forward for Nebraska at certain positions. And you can see either the young guys they've recruited and signed that are here or what they're going after. There's some guys that either they've been in the program 1 year, 2 years, or this is the third year that includes a redshirt year and a COVID year, however you want to factor that, that it's go time. And Ronald kind of alluded to it, and I agree. It's go time for Omar Manning because Nebraska needs him to be productive. They can't strike out on another top-level recruit. They need a top-level recruit to come in and play like a top-level recruit. And if he does, again, that opens the door to the quarterback, opens the door to his fellow wide receivers, and maybe opens the door to different kinds of thinking when you're calling plays. All right, 12:04, halfway through on a Thursday. The NBA draft is tonight. Again, it kind of gets overlooked, either because of the timing of the year We already know who essentially the top three players are, and they've been that way for a while. But we'll discuss part of the NBA draft. And I'm going to keep the question out there. Is there a first-round pick in the next 3 years that is going to play basketball in this state this winter? Is there a first-round pick at either Nebraska or Creighton in the next 3 years that is going to play this year? Jacob hasn't gotten back to us. 1204. It's the Gary Sharp Show on Local Music Thursday with George on 1620 The Zone. All right, here is a bona fide lottery pick. It is a first-round pick. It is the right pick. It is Woodhouse Place Nissan at 144th and Giles for all of your Nissan needs. You can also go online and shop their inventory at woodhouseplacenissan.com. Same inventory in person you can find online. To find that perfect car, truck, or SUV, they've got the extensive new and pre-owned inventory. So experience the Woodhouse difference. Shop with confidence today at Woodhouse Place Nissan. They will take you on your car buying journey, and they will make it very simple, whether in person or online. They've got fair prices, top-notch customer service, and they want to make you a friend for life, and they want to make you satisfied before you leave the lot. So schedule a test drive today online, woodhouseplacenissan.com, or in person, Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles.